faces in movies, on TV, in magazines, and in books. He thought that some of these faces might be right for him. And through the years, by keeping an ideal facial structure fixed in his mind, or somewhere in the back of his mind, that he might, by force of will, cause his face to approach those of his ideal. The change would be very subtle. It might take 10 years or so. Gradually, his face would change its shape. A more hooked nose, wider, thinner lips, beady eyes, a larger forehead. He imagined this was an ability he shared with most other people. They had also molded their faces according to some ideal. Maybe they imagined their new face would better suit their personality. Or maybe they imagined their personality would be forced to change to fit the new appearance. This is why first impressions are often correct. Although some people might have made mistakes, they may have arrived at an appearance that bears no relationship to them. They may have picked an ideal appearance based on some momentary impulse or childish whim. Some may have gotten halfway there and then changed their mind. He wonders if he too might have made a similar mistake.